Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Logan Cruz here. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something super important. Something that often gets pushed to the back burner in our crazy lives. Self-care and mental health. Ever feel like you're running on empty, constantly juggling a million things, but never quite catching a break? You know, that feeling when your mind is racing, your energy is zapped, and everything feels just overwhelming? Yeah, I've been there too. And trust me, neglecting self-care isn't just a feel-good thing. It's crucial for navigating the ups and downs of life with resilience. So, what does prioritizing self-care really mean? It's not about bubble baths and face masks every day, though those are great. It's about consciously carving out time and space to recharge, refuel, and cultivate a sense of well-being that spills over into all areas of your life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put gas in a car without checking the fuel gauge, right? Well, our mental and emotional well-being is like that fuel gauge. We need to regularly check in with ourselves, identify what's draining us, and actively replenish those reserves. Now, let me share 5 key takeaways that will help you rock this self-care game. 1. Listen to your body's cues. You're not a machine. Pay attention to those subtle or not so subtle signs of stress, burnout, or just plain exhaustion. Feeling drained, irritable, having trouble sleeping, these are all red flags telling you that it's time to hit the brakes and prioritize your well-being. 2. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about sculpting those abs, though a sculpted bod is pretty cool. It's a phenomenal stress reliever, mood booster, and energy enhancer. Find something you genuinely enjoy, whether it's hitting the gym, going for a hike, dancing like nobody's watching, or even just taking a brisk walk around the block. Movement is magic for your mind and body. 3. Fuel your body with goodness. You are what you eat, my friend. Nourishing your body with wholesome foods, fruits, veggies, lean proteins, provides the essential building blocks for optimal physical and mental health. Think of it as investing in a high-performance machine. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a Ferrari, would you? 4. Unplug and recharge. In our hyper-connected world, it's easy to get sucked into the constant buzz of notifications, emails, and social media. But remember, taking breaks from the digital world allows your mind to truly rest and rejuvenate. Schedule regular unplugged time, go for a walk in nature, read a book, have meaningful conversations with loved ones, or simply just sit in silence and enjoy being present. 5. Practice mindfulness. This one's about bringing awareness to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your racing thoughts and simply observing your surroundings and sensations. There are tons of mindfulness techniques out there. Meditation apps, guided breathing exercises, yoga. Find what resonates with you and start incorporating it into your daily routine. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're swamped at work, deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and you feel that familiar tightness in your chest. The stress monster is making its grand entrance. What do you do? Do you try to power through it all, fueled by caffeine and sheer willpower? Or do you take a step back? Think about it like this. You wouldn't attempt a marathon without training, right? Our mental health deserves the same level of care and attention. When we feel overwhelmed, instead of ignoring those signals, we need to consciously choose self-care practices that help us regain balance. Take a few deep breaths, step away from your desk for a short walk, or simply close your eyes for a minute and focus on your breath. These small acts of self-compassion can make a world of difference in how you navigate those stressful moments. So, remember, prioritizing self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about showing up as your best self, both for yourself and the people around you. You deserve to feel energized, balanced, and fulfilled. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices? Share them with me on social media or leave a comment below. Let's create a community of support and inspiration. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Spartan Discipline Daily. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries. And remember, mental toughness is built one small step at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.